Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So plenty of storylines to develop in the Tom Allen Hoosier football camp, and we'll start today with accountability. You know, Coach Tom kind of sensed yesterday an air of, well, taking pride and wanting to create change from his new coaches to the new players, both freshmen and transfers. And as he was telling us after day one,
some of these guys, we're not here in the springtime, so this is their first time practicing with us. You know, and we can do some things over the summer that give us a little more freedom this year, this summer than ever before, but still not the same as a practice. And so a big emphasis has been, obviously it starts with the coaches. And, you know, we talk about you never walk by anything that you don't address. You don't ever let any little thing slide. And I don't want that just to be the coaches. You know, you don't walk by a mistake. Just a higher sense of urgency on those things, even how we warm up, coach being engaged in everything we do. We're just trying to heighten the sense of urgency in every little minute detail of everything that we have. It's just, everybody can have their opinions about what it means by the little things, because those little things are what it's everything that you do. Leave no stone unturned, and that's what we're going to focus on.
Football coach Tom Allen. So hopefully the Hoosiers in time here will have learned a lesson from a sad 2021. Accountability. Reds tonight, looking for four in a row. Pre-game, 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Just spectacular in a word, the Indiana Swim Club taking home two national team titles, women's and combined, three individual national champions for Ray Luz's crew out in Irvine, California last week, including daughter Mackenzie in the 200 breast. Sophomore Josh Matheny won the 100 breast, and former Hoosier great Zach Apple captured the 100 free. Five total medals, 17 top eight finishes by Indiana swim clubbers. Indeed, a proud Ray Luz.
We never in our wildest dreams thought we would win any national titles or get three national champions. I mean, I thought Zach would have a good shot. Mackenzie and Josh, it really never entered into my mind at all. And to have all that happen and then to win the women's title without Lily King or Annie Laser,
right,
to me is shock. I couldn't be happier.
Every reason to be proud and happy, not only as coach, but as a father to Mackenzie Luz, who's had a spectacular summer that will continue for Team USA in Australia later this month. How about four in a row for those Kings of the Ohio, huh? Down in Miami again, game two of the series, 6:10 pregame. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.